Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we've discussed that one who carries from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, a public domain to a private domain, or the other way around, even if he just travels a distance of a foot, because he's going from domain to domain, he's liable for carrying on Shabbos. And then one who carries even just in one domain, let's say in the Rishus HaRabim, but he moves a distance of Dalad Amos. If it was less than Dalad Amos, he wouldn't be liable. But he goes Dalad Amos, then even though he didn't go into a second domain, he didn't enter a Rishus HaYachid, the carrying itself of Dalad Amos makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Now we're going to go into throwing, into Zrika. Hazorik Arba Amos Bekosa. One who throws an item 4 Amos and it hits a wall, lands on the wall. So, it depends. Lamala Me'asara Tzvachim, if when he threw it, it was above 10 tefachim. They bring an example of like this fig cake. And he threw it and it was above 10 tefachim. Kizarek ba'avir is the same rule as throwing something in the air. The air is a makam patur, and therefore he's patur. However, lamata me'asar tefachim, if when he threw it, it was below 10 tefachim, and then it hits the wall, gets stuck. Then we say kizarek ba'aretz is as if he threw it onto the ground. And the Hazorik Ba'aretz, when it throws it on the ground, Arba Amos, a distance of 4 Amos, Chai, the one is liable for carrying on Shabbos. So Zrika, throwing, is a Tolda, it's a secondary of Hotzah, of carrying. So if when he threw it, it was above 10 Tefachim, it's in a Makom Patur, it's in the airspace, and he's exempt. But if it was below 10 Tefachim, then he is liable, it's like he threw it on the ground. And the Gemara explains, what's the whole idea of this wall over here? Why not have this wall? So they say that the Chiddush is that even if you had just from you to the wall exactly Dalad Amos, and this round fig cake was, a few inches wide, so maybe you would say that the fig cake didn't itself travel Dalad Amos because it had its own dimensions, and it didn't go. K'mash Molan, the Gemara tells you that because the distance from you to the wall is Dalad Amos, even though the fig cake is pretty big, and it didn't travel Dalad Amos, one is still liable for carrying a Shabbos. Zarak l'toch arba amos. How about if one were to throw an item, and his intention was that it should fall within dalad amos? Shekavarasa chayisa shipul chayfetz. He wanted the chayfetz to fall within dalad amos, but then miskalgal chutzla arba amos, and then by mistake it rolled outside dalad amos. Is he chayev? No, he's patur. Why? Because his kavana was that it should land within 4 amos. So since his kavana was it should land within 4 amos, he's still going to be patur. And others explained that really what happened was is that it fell within dalad amos and then it stopped. So therefore, there was no action to make him liable. And then afterwards, it started rolling out of dalad amos. So therefore, we say since it had stopped within dalad amos, the action was done. And that which it rolls out of dalad amos later does not make him chayiv. Chutzla arba amos. What happens, however, if his intention was to throw it after Dalad Amos, and then Miskagel Atoch Arba Amos? The Gemara explains that he threw it outside Dalad Amos, and it rested on an item, and then it rolled back. So here is Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because when it rested on the item outside Dalad Amos, the action was completed, and he's liable for carrying. The fact that it rolls towards him afterwards, and it'll roll within Dalad Amos, does not make him patur. But they do explain that if when he threw it, outside Dalad Amos, it didn't rest at all, and then, went up the hill, went down the hill, it didn't rest at all, and it came back to him, even though his intention was that it should go outside Dalad Amos, because it really didn't, because it may have left past Dalad Amos, but it rolled right back to him, then he would be patur. Okay. Mishnah Dalad. Hazorik Bayam Arba Amos. One who throws an item into the sea, a distance of 4 Amos, on Shabbos, he's patur. Why? Because the sea is like a Carmelis, it's a rabbinic state. Carmelis is an area, the Rabbanan said, it's not a public domain, it's not a private domain, it's a Carmelis. And therefore, carrying, throwing, moving in a Carmelis is only forbidden on a rabbinic level, and everyone is patur. What happens in Hayrik Kakmayim if you have this, like a stream of water, and you could walk through it with your feet? And people in the public domain are constantly, passing through it. So then over there, we don't look at it as a makom patur because it's like a public domain. Hazorik l'tocha, one who throws into it, da'aramos is chayiv, is liable for carrying on Shabbos. Because granted, it's a stream, but it's a small stream and people walk through it and therefore it's like a regular public domain. Now the Mishnah says, v'kama rikak mayim, how big is this area? What is the depth in order to make a rikak mayim? So we say, pachos me'asar tzvachim. If the depth is less than 10 tzvachim, then we look at it as a rishus harabim, a public domain. And one who throws in it is liable. Aval, the Kahati explains, v'yesh v'amko asar tzvachim ayurutu, if this stream does have 10 tefachim or more, then it's a karmelus and it's got its own area, and when it throws into it, taka would be patur. Continues the Mishnah, rekak mayim, rishus harabim halachas bo, if you have a stream of water and a public domain going through it, meaning people use it, hazarik patuchu, when it throws an item into it, dalar amos, an area for amos chayiv is liable. So we just said this. If you have this stream, if people walk through it, if you throw something into it, dalar amos chayiv. So why is the Mishnah repeating it? So the Kahati explains as follows. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah repeats the Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, in order to teach us two Chidushim. Number one, Kol Rekak Mayim She'ein Ba'amko Asar Tefachim, anytime you have a stream of water, that there is not in it a depth of 10 Tefachim, even if it's 4 Amos wide, it's got a tremendous width, but it's not 10 Tefachim deep. So in this case, most of the people in the public are not going to walk through it because it's so wide, they're not going to bother with it. So maybe I would say it's its own area, right? Hey, look, it's its own area. People aren't walking through it. Kamash Malan, no, it's like Yosh Rabin. Why? Because it's only 9 tefachim deep. It's not 10 tefachim deep. You could have a stream which is 4 amos wide. No one's going through it. But because it's only 9 tefachim deep, not 10 tefachim deep, we look at that as a Rosh Hashanah because it's still bottled to the Rosh Hashanah. Only when it's 10 tefachim deep is it have its own din of a karmelus. So that's the first chiddush. And the second chiddush is, kol rekak mayim, any stream that the Rosh Hashanah is going through it, meaning people are using it. So even though alpha b'she'in rabim alechem bo'ala l'idrak, people only use it during pressing times. They're not like walking through it every single day. They only use it when, you know, when it's in pressing times, like day at chak. Mikamakum, nevertheless, still would say it has a din of shrabim because people are using it. And here we learn an important concept. Dafke hiloch idea chak, walking through something during pressing times, like day at chak, gives it that title of hiloch, of walking, and makes it a public domain. But usage, a shimush idea chak, if you're using something during pressing times, that does not deem it what it is. So, for example, if you have a pillar, which is 9 tefachim tall, and 4 tefachim wide, so, hoil v'rabim is kafim lav, many people will rest their knapsacks on this pillar, and it's easily accessible, noach shimushai, then we say it's like a public domain, because it's easy to use, here is usage. But if you had a furrow that was in the ground, that was 4 tefachim wide and 9 tefachim deep, so even though people could put things there, they could hide things there, they could use it, but it's hard. You gotta bend down. People don't normally use it. It's not noach. It's not pleasant. So there, we say it does not have a din of a shrab, but it has a din of a karmelus, meaning it's only 9 tefachim deep. So I would say, of course it's a shrab. Says the Gemara, no. Even though it's 9 tefachim deep, its usage is hard to use. And if its usage is hard to use, even though it's 9 tefachim deep, we'll look at it as a karmelus and make it a makom patur. Whereas a beam in a public domain, it may be 9 tefachim, it's 9 tefachim tall, it's not 10 tefachim, it's not its own area. Since it's easy to use it, then it's going to be bottled to the Rosh Hashanah. So when it comes to usage, and you have something which is 9 tefachim, not 10 tefachim, so right away you'd say it's like a public domain, we'll only say it's like a public domain when the usage is easy. If the usage is hard, even though it's 9 tefachim, then we still say it's got its own area. Whereas walking doesn't really matter in regards to the usage. Whether it's hard to walk through it, whether it's easy to walk through it, we will always say it's like a public domain as long as it's 9 tefachim.